Kenny, you'll be glad to get back playing, and obviously the win helps.
Yes. When you win, you know, sometimes it can camouflage some things, but I think if you look at it in its totality, we were the better team. We had some patterns of play that were good. We just couldn't get that end product. We missed chances. Two of our attacking players, Rory Patterson and Barry McNamee, were coming back after long layoffs. And that, you know, it sort of took away from their normal performance. And I felt we had the balance wrong in the first half, and we changed it and it worked. And I have to be happy with the 3 points. And it wasn't, it was a very difficult opponent, very, very difficult opponent. An opponent who plays for long throw-ins and free kicks, but also has good passages of play. And they got it down and they played through us at times, and we have to acknowledge that. And I thought they were decent, but no more than decent. You know, I thought we were the better team, but Wexford have beaten Shamrock Rovers. They've almost beaten Dundalk. They've drawn away to Cork. So we knew they were a potential threat, and we nullified those threats, I thought, most of the time. But Gerard Doherty was absolutely brilliant.
He made some great saves, but 3 or 4-0 wouldn't have been out of the question for you guys. I mean, Aaron McEniff hits a bar late on. Their keeper's made a couple of useful stops as well.
Yes, I think so. I know if you're the away team, you're saying with three, their keeper made three really good saves, which is fair enough, but we missed a lot of chances tonight to kill the game. And it was always, you know, a team that's 1-0 down and they're 1-0 down for a long period of time, they always get something from that because they're thinking, we're still in this, we can take something home with us. And they were biting away at that as much as they could. But I felt that overall we deserved to win.
Aside from the European Championships being on, is the break a distraction? Has it kind of interrupted your momentum a bit?
I don't know. I was really disappointed in the crowd tonight. I was disappointed in the volume. I was disappointed in the attendance. And perhaps the break has had an influence in that. I don't know what has had an influence, because we've been playing well, we've been doing well. And honestly, I think I was really down in the dumps about that, because I want to see the support coming out and saying, I want to go and watch that. You got young Rory Holden and Conor McDermott and Aaron McEniff, three Derry lads in the midfield. You know, and three local lads, and I think, well, what more can we do? We've got to get supporters out. The product's decent, and we've got to try and... We're working really hard to try and get more people in the kit. So I was disappointed in the attendance, to be honest.
How did you spend the break, you and the players?
Oh, we only had the first part of it off the first week, and then we come in and we've done 2 weeks really hard work, hard graft for 2 weeks. I know Dundalk and Cork were away in Portugal, and some of the teams had good experiences in Europe. But we just did our own thing and got back and had 2 weeks hard training.
You'll need that for next week. You've Dundalk here, and that'll be a massive 3 points if you could claim that scalp.
I think it's going to be a hard game. I feel that we've got to stay inside the game, and you know, Dundalk and Cork are the two top teams. It's going to be between them. And there's a battle on for third, and we're in the heart of that battle. So we'd like to get something from the Dundalk game.
Great opportunity for local supporters to come and see.
Please, please come out, because I'm disappointed. I'm not blaming anybody for that. I'm just trying to establish why. Is it something we're doing wrong? You know, we're putting on stuff here for the local communities. We want to establish links with everybody in Derry. All parts of the communities, all communities. It's a big thing for me to get the communities involved, and please come out and support us. I'd plead with you to do that.